The struggle for gender parity has yielded some significant results, but there's still more to be done. As the world marks International Women's Day, the emphasis is on how to accelerate the 2030 agenda of the Sustainable Development Goals towards gender equity. Here's a write-up.
International Women's Day is a day set aside to reflect on progress made by women, to call for change and to celebrate acts of courage and determination by ordinary women who have played extraordinary role in the history of their countries and communities. When it first began, women were demanding that they are given the right to vote, which they received in Britain in 1918. Today, women occupy parliamentary seats and a few are heads of state. The number of female cabinet ministers has at least tripled between 1994 and 2014, but remains low compared to men. Marking International Women's Day is still significant because an estimated 120 million girls and women under the age of 20 have been subjected to forced sexual abuse and enslavement. A huge majority of cases, which often involved partners and relatives, also go unreported. According to the World Economic Forum, nearly a quarter of a billion more women are in the global workforce today than a decade ago, but they are only earning what men did in 2006. And 1 in 10 married women are also consulted by their husbands on how their own cash earnings will be spent. This year's theme for International Women's Day is Planet 50-50 by 2030. Step it up for gender equality. The idea of this theme is to consider how to accelerate the 2030 agenda, building momentum for the effective implementation of the new Sustainable Development Goals.